joining us now, she is a world-renowned golf landscape painter, Linda Harto. Linda, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you.
Yeah, Linda, you know, it's interesting. You go out to your site, and right off the bat, you've got places like Augusta, and you've got Seminole, which is hosting a big, you know, one of our first returns to watching sporting events going on. I've got to ask, when you go to paint a hole at a golf course, do you have to get approval from that club to do that, number one?
Oh, of course. Oh, yes, definitely. Well, it depends on the course, of course, but most of the time I'm invited to come in the first place, so it's not an issue. But a lot of the most famous courses like Pebble Beach, you know, you have to get licensing, and that could be difficult.
Linda, let's just talk about Pebble Beach, for example. How long would it take you to do a painting at a particular hole at Pebble Beach? I mean, how long would you actually sit there on that hole painting this thing?
Well, you know, that's totally dependent on weather, time of year.
Sure.
But if I know exactly what hole I'm doing, then it makes it a little easier. If I don't know, then I have to survey the whole course and figure out which one is, you know, most descriptive of the entire course. And then you have to just sort of sit with it, you know.
Yeah.
Dawn and late evening, those are the best lights, but that can depend on the course as well.
Sure.
So you have to kind of see it in all lights.
Wow.
And time of year can make a difference.
Sure.
True. You know, we always talk, when we talk to players, that there are golf courses that fit their eye from a golf course, from a player's perspective.
Uh-huh.
Are there golf courses or certain holes that fit your eye in terms of being able to transfer what you see onto the canvas?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, it's a composition, you know. And for the golfer and for me, you know, you see it in a certain way, and some of them are designed to make you see certain things, and some of them are just more conducive, you know, to a painting than others, for sure.
Linda, I'm looking at your bio, and I know you graduated from the Art Institute of Chicago, and then were you into golf painting at that point, or did it take 10 years later when you got to Hilton Head and you started this endeavor?
Yeah, it was much later.
I did a lot
of commission work
before
I got into golf, which was 1984. So I was used to doing work for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a hard transition, you know, to be able to work for clubs and other people and tournaments and all that. But no, I painted everything in the world before landscapes and portraits and equine paintings and just everything.
Wow. Okay.
Well, considering that, and Maddie, I'm going to speak for both of us on this one, because I'm going to assume you're in the same boat as me.
Yeah.
You know, it's stick figures and outlines and tracing when you go to create stuff. You know, what happens as you're painting something, and have you ever been halfway through or whatever, and you say, you know what, I don't like this, and you start over? Or what do you do? I mean, how do you?
Not really.
She's a pro. Okay.
You know, when I go to the course, I take just a huge number of pictures, photographs, and thank God it's digital now, so I don't have to carry film around.
Right.
And I can take a whole lot more. But then when I get back to the studio, I think I know what I'm going to do while I'm there, but I've learned over the years that that's never quite the case. So that's why I take so many things. And then when I get back to the studio and I'm ready to do it, I have to just sort of digest all those pictures and figure out what I want to do. And I have the whole painting pictured in my head before I start.
Mm.
So that process could take sometimes weeks. because I won't start until I'm absolutely committed to what it is going to be.
Wow. It's amazing. Glenda, yeah, is well, that, I mean, just go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, just when you come into your page, which is Linda Hartog, which is hartog.com, HARTOUGH.com, you've got that the iconic 18th hole at Hilton Head with the lighthouse and everything, which is funny because, you know, we're actually going to get to see it that way.
Well, that's kind of why I put that one up there.
Yeah, without all the stands and without all the fans, we're going to get to see that at some point later on this year when the PGA Tour returns there. But that's the kind of painting that a non-golfer would be interested in because it's, you know, half of it's the golf course and the other half of it is the sound out there. So, I mean, and it seems like a lot of your paintings are far enough back, you know, a lot of times from the hole that if you're not a golfer and it's up on the wall, that you may not even know that it was a golf course. It just looks like a great landscape picture.
A great landscape. That's the whole idea. Yep.
Linda, do you have a favorite painting you did at a particular course?
Oh, well, the one that's there right now, the Harbortown, I think, is a really, really good one.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Augusta ones. And I do love the Scottish and Irish. Those courses are more more landscaping than most, really.
I mean, I'm looking at these. I'm looking at these paintings, and I'm saying that doesn't even look like a painting. It's so perfect, you know. It's all honestly, that's how I'm feeling when I'm looking at this Pebble Beach hole, or even the St. Andrews picture of 18. It's just incredible how beautiful and perfect these paintings
It's
are.
Weird. It's weird, right?
Yeah,
like you
is.
Look and you're like, that's a picture.
Yeah, right.
Well,
somebody painted this. This is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when I do a painting, and I have all those photographs, and if at different times, like, you know, if you're sitting there and you're taking pictures as the sun changes on the green or on the fairway, I'll select whatever time within reason will show off the best parts, you know, and I will use that so that I make you see that hole. You know, I make you see every part of that hole.
Man.
And you can't really do that with a photograph.
No.
True. Very true. So what are the best sellers for you? What are the ones that everybody seems to be flocking to?
Well, the usual players, you know, Augusta, St. Andrews, and Pebble Beach. I'd have to say those are the top three courses.
Well, you know, and generally, it seems like any time that you talk about Augusta, it's the 12th hole. Everybody wants the 12th hole. Everybody loves to watch the 12th hole. Is that kind of the iconic image of Augusta National that we always think about? Is either the clubhouse when you come in and that view, or the 12th hole?
Yeah, absolutely. Amen Corner. Anything from Amen Corner for sure. You know,
the other question I have is originals versus prints. Are both of those an option? And what are we talking about from a price perspective?
The prints are mostly G clay, and canvas prints are very popular now, and we do custom anything you want to them, sizing, textured, whatever. And they range from maybe 200 to, you know, about 2,000 for a print that's 3 by 6 feet. So, we do just about anything. Now, the originals are a whole other thing. I guess you look at them as pricey, but they take a very long, long time to do. So I only do about 2 or 3 a year with the, and that's working all the time, you know.
Wow.
So they are, up there.
Wow. Well, Linda, we really appreciate you taking some time. Remind everybody where they can go if they want to take a look at your art or if they want to buy something.
Yeah, that's hartog.com. And we have just launched this brand new website, and it's hopefully visually pleasing, which was my goal. And we're excited
to launch it. I'm going to spend the rest of the show looking at all the pictures. That's how very pleasing it is. So,
yeah, there's a lot on there. I'll tell you, I've been doing this for a long time, and there's a lot of images, and there's works in progress. There's the gallery of originals and an art show and all kinds of things. So it's kind of fun.
Excellent. Well, again, we appreciate you coming on. Have a great rest of your weekend and stay safe.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks.